Simon Pagishu, a Kenyan Member of Parliament, has said that Ugandan troops crossed over the Kenyan border into West Pokot District on Tuesday. Pagishu tells VOA that the army regularly uses excessive force and crosses into Kenya, but the Ugandan army denies this. According to Pagishu, Ugandan soldiers crossed the Kenyan border and opened fire on a group of Pokot warriors on Tuesday. He says the warriors were trying to escape back into Kenya after stealing cattle in Uganda. Local media reports say dead bodies were found on the Kenyan side of the border and there was evidence of villages being burned.
It has happened before. Tweak is a much more serious one because then there was confrontation, helicopter gunships were used and some mortars were thrown. We've lost some people and the numbers are not confirmed, but there has been a problem. There's a conflict there.
The Pokot people live in a drought-prone region along the Kenya-Ugandan border. They live by herding cattle on either side of the border. Milk forms an important part of the Pokot diet, and one way of amassing wealth is by acquiring more cattle. Dowries and debts are often paid back using cattle rather than money, and stealing cattle from neighbouring tribes is a common practice. Felix Kolaije, the Ugandan army spokesman, denies media reports that as many as 60 people are feared dead after skirmishes between the Ugandan army and Pokot tribesmen. He says the warriors were returning to Kenya with stolen cattle when they encountered UPDF soldiers on patrol. In the skirmishes that followed, he said 7 Pokot warriors and 1 Ugandan sergeant were killed. Kulaiji insists Tuesday's fighting took place in the Ugandan hills, not far from the Kenyan border. He denies all accusations from locals that UPDF forces crossed the border into Kenya and says the army had no reason to use helicopter gunships against the Pokot.
As far as we know, there has been no incident that required use of gunships and bombs because there have been no major raids. The Pokot have already come in and raided animals between the hills and the Kenyan border. They encountered a foot patrol and a taxi, killing the sergeant who was commanding it and wounding 2 others.
Local newspapers report that cattle raids in the region increase whenever the Ugandan troops, better known as the UPDF, are deployed away from the region to northern Uganda. During these periods, there is less security and raids between villages across the border occur more frequently. The Ugandan army is deployed north to quell the violent activities of a breakaway group known as the Lord's Resistance Army. Tuesday's skirmish follows an attack early last month when 500 head of cattle were stolen at Suam River, which acts as a border between Kenya and Uganda. Arjun Kohli for VOA News, Nairobi.